Testing 1 2, testing 1 2. Testing 1 2, testing 1 2 3.
If the meat has been kept too long, you would say the meat has done what?
It's spoiled,
Right. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Sauce.
What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Scrapple.
Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
Hog blood? No.
It says, did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, and cook it, and then later after it gets cold, slice it up and fry it?
Yes, yes.
What would you call that? Is that what you were talking about a minute ago?
That really is kind of like scrapple, let me see, there is a certain name for it. Like a corn pudding. So.
Corn pudding?
It's like that, but it's got a certain name because it's thickened with meal, doesn't it say that? Thickened with meal?
No. With corn. Okay, suppose you'd kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe the condition?
Stale.
Okay. Thick. What is thick sour milk that you keep on hand? What is that called?
Not buttermilk.
Clabber?
Oh, clabber. Clabber, that's it. Oh, yes, clabber. Oh, I'm very fond of clabber. Oh, dear.
What do you make from that, from clabber?
Cottage cheese.
What do you do to the milk the first thing after milking?
Strain it and cool it.
What is baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top?
Apple butter, I suspect.
If somebody has got a good appetite and you would say he sure likes to put away his
food?
What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over the pudding? Or what would you call milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg?
Sauce.
Yeah. Food taken between regular meals is called what?
Snack.
Okay. Now, this is the principal parts of the word eat. You say, I will blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Well, I will eat breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Yesterday at that time, I had already
eaten.
And last week, I
ate.
Right. Okay, what do people drink for breakfast?